1 Kings, chapter 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, So let the Elohim do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow at about this time. And when he saw, he rose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Yehuda, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough now, O Yahweh, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, then an angel touched him and said to him, Rise up and eat. And he looked, and there was a cake baked upon the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he ate and drank and laid down again. And the angel of Yahweh came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. And he rose up and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of Elohim. And he came there to a cave and lodged there. And the word of Yahweh came to him, and he said to him, What do you here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very jealous for Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant and thrown down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand on the mount before Yahweh. And Yahweh passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before Yahweh. But Yahweh was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. Yahweh was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. Yahweh was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was when Elijah heard that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And there came a voice to him and said, What are you doing here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very jealous for Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And Yahweh said to him, Go and return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you come, anoint Hazael, king over Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shall you anoint king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, shall you anoint prophet in your room. And it will come to pass, him that escapes the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. And him that escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. And yet I have left 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. And so he left from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle on him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I ask of you, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. And he said to him, Go back. What have I to do with you? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and killed them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave to the people, and they did eat. And then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered to him. End of chapter 19.